K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University. This is the very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, evening, whenever this episode comes out to listen to this episode of this K-State podcast. Well, that is. And today, actually, I'm recording this running back episode on Friday. August 28th, 2026. Again, this is prior to the volleyball season opener that is going down tonight out there in Morgan Family Arena. They'll take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So when this comes out, this will probably be already in postcast mode by then. So obviously with the football season next weekend, I have running backs here, which you need to hear in a minute, and then quarterbacks left in the K-State player preview, positional preview in 2026. And, of course, everything gets started for K-State football next weekend. And, of course, we'll have reaction to every K-State football game just like we did last year. So there's that. Hey, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what you're doing. So make sure you go ahead and do that now. Hey, Vol Sports is about to really hone in here, so really get going, because soccer, they're going to be playing their fifth game of the year this weekend on Sunday night. Volleyball, so they're going to get two games started here this weekend, beginning tonight, as I'm just mentioning. Of course, football going to start their season next weekend, starting their non-con, three in a row before, obviously, Cincinnati, the Big 12 opener next month. So all that, and I haven't said cross country, men's women's basketball follows shortly thereof, women's tennis, men's women's golf is going to be starting up here a little bit this fall weather that we're kind of been teasing with, at least in the morning anyway. The last two days have been exceptional. Besides, what was it, Wednesday? Oh man, damn. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. But anyways, yes. So K-State football can't afford to be terrible this year. With everything in place, you got Colin Klein, your head coach. You got a great staff around him, players, and now we're going to the running back room. Joe Jackson. He plays a huge part in this year. He is over 1,000 career rushing yards coming into the season. Of course, last year ended on a heater there as well. Let me see if I can pull. Well, actually, we'll talk about Rodney Fields. I'm going to pull out Rodney Fields' stats in a minute because he's RB2, at least. Hey, I'm just going off the depth chart. I'm not sitting here making exceptions. I'm just going off the depth chart because I'm not at the practices or whatnot, so there's that. But yeah, man, Joe Jackson finished on a heater last year. Obviously, the game that sticks out, obviously, and you know, if you've been following this podcast, and you already know what I'm going to talk about, Utah, that game there. I did not see that coming whatsoever. And Joe Jackson turned up a couple of notches in that game. And I've been saying all along, if we would have known, again, kind of branching off an episode of the podcast, we don't know what's going to happen. But again, if you knew that was going to happen, then you should have, K-State could have won that ball. It really, not could have. What I'm talking about, should have won that ball game. But hey, but what happened was what series of events would happen. So there's that as well. But Joe Jackson comes in with his momentum. That's what he has there for him. And, of course, he carried the team against Colorado in that season finale there as well. Let me confirm for a minute here. That's not what I want. Joe Jackson stats. Yeah. So I'm going to get to a couple of numbers here. And then Rodney Fields, obviously, the transfer from Oklahoma State is back. Okay, yeah. Last year, I mean, yeah, he's over 1,000 yards career rushing wise. But last year, fell 89 yards short of 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, averaged just over 5 yards per pop there, 911 yards on 169 totes for Joe Jackson. I think we talked about this a little bit last fall, going back to these numbers. Looking, and I think this has the last 5 games. Yeah, so we're just going to bounce off that because we ain't got time to go through all of them, right? KU last year, 69 yards. Texas Tech at home, only 25 yards. And then Oklahoma State, our boy Rodney Fields now. Rodney Fields, Jr., was on that team last year. Was one of the, I believe, the freshman of the year, call it. We'll get to him in a minute. Rodney Fields in that ugly-ass 14-6 game that we won, somehow won because we deserved to lose that game. He only had 69 yards in that one. So that's 2 of the 3 that I just said. KU at home. This is in Lawrence, my bad, excuse me. 69 yards, and then you're at Oklahoma State with 69 yards, excuse me, right there. I should not be yawning. It's not even 9 yet. I'm already yawning. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K Sports, running back preview, Eddie Greer, the 1-2 punch, Joe Jackson and Rodney Fields. Oh, lead a squad. And obviously, stepping off the pavement on this one, Jay Harris, who started in the college football playoff against, who was it? Who were they playing? Utah missed the playoff. What I'm talking about? Indiana, yeah, the other red team, Indiana. Indiana there, which the results of that game was like, man, I did not see that coming whatsoever. There, so yeah, you have all of that going on there as well. So there's that, and then of course the last 2 games of the year, Utah 293, a single game record for K State by 1 on Darius Rose, and then 142 yards against Colorado in that 24-14 win in the regular season finale, which that turned out to be the last game because obviously we know what happened from there on. So you're getting, and Joe Jackson, actually, if you want to count last year, so Jackson in both of those games, Utah and Colorado, scored 3 touchdowns. So if you want to put Nichols in here, Nichols, next weekend, if Joe Jackson gets in that end zone, just a matter of times as he went in the end zone in the last 2 games of the year. We'll see what happens there because he has some talent behind him. And I'm going to get to Rodney Fields right now. I'm going to stay on that. Let's see what we can do here. Rodney Fields. Let's see. Sorry, here. This is a Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Let me see here. I can get him. All right, yeah. So, Rodney Fields Jr. coming over. And last year, he was shot. All right, so. This is a little surprising. And maybe this is my first time looking up these stats. Shame on me, but Rodney Fields a year ago, 614 yards, 124 carries, only 1 touchdown. I thought Rodney scored more than that. Damn. That's surprising. That's surprising there. We take a look at the last 5 games for him on the year, and obviously that includes K-State in there where he only carried a thing 14. Well, actually, these are a boatload to carries. Maybe 14, 21, 15, 14, and 19 carries. Houston, Cincinnati, KU, K-State, and UCF. His biggest productivity came against this loss against Cincinnati at home, which was Cincinnati was ranked 24th at the time last year. They got, of course, Oklahoma State got blown out, but Rodney Fields carried the thing 21 times for 163 yards, and he scored his only touchdown of the season. That's crazy. So I love for him to hit pay dirt even more, way more than, well, probably shouldn't say way, but more, at least more than that in 2026. For sure there. Jerry Harris, who started that playoff game, is the other back here. And there's a couple more backs that I'm going to mention here in a minute. But, yeah, we did a pod on Jay Harris. on Jay Harris when he transferred over here. Yeah, same thing. So, a lack of productivity when you look at this thing. 42 carries, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And let me see. Yeah, going back to that game against Indiana, he started that game. 16 carries for only 35 yards. Man, he's some lopsided stats this morning on this lopsided Friday here on his podcast. So, and with how funny with Fields and Harris, now you're going onto a team where offensive line is a question. Because John Pastore, your best offensive lineman, out for the season. Moore's been banged up and whatnot, and a couple others. So you don't know. Again, that's a huge concern for a program that relies on running the football. Now, yes, I mean, things have changed over the years with passing and all that, but Colin Klein wants to be physical. Coach Klein wants to be physical. Bring the physicality back. He's gonna have quite work to do because just reading these and for these I throw Joe Jackson here too, but the lack of productivity in the running back room. We'll see if that changes this year, starting next week against Nichols. Now again, Nichols feels like more like a preseason game, but this will count. So this is a regular season game, so this will count. So. We just have to find out what happens. Yeah, Jay Harris. Yeah, that's, ooh, man. So there's that. Yeah, that was actually the most yards besides Rutgers, where he rushed for 33 yards in that game, which. Oregon won that game in a big blowout right there as well. In his career, Jay Harris, only 91 yards. Wait, hold up. Yeah, only 91 yards, it looks like. I'm looking at passing, my bad. Receptions. There's a wrong stat. Let's see. Yeah, less than 200 yards for Jay Harris in his career. He's entering his senior year here, not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So, yeah, that's crazy to even think about. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens with this group here as well. It's not, it's not the most flashiest group there. But, again, Joe Jackson headlines this because of how he finished the season last year. Jay Harris, Montario Elston, name that I ain't heard of yet until I researched it last night. LJ McGee on that list, Tanner West. So, but the three we should be focusing on, and maybe Elston might sneak in here in the mix. Joe Jackson, Rodney Fields, and Jay Harris. Jay Harris is a little bit more explosive. But hey, we'll see what they're gonna be running behind with this offensive line, really, really beat up already. We ain't played a snap yet in the season. So, look, for Joe Jackson, he has to carry that momentum from late last year for whatever he did last year against Utah on the road, hostile environments. In all college football, it has to be. And well, BYU, we know what happened out there. BYU could say something about that. But yeah, Utah, the situation where it was, the offensive line stepped up and allowed Joe Jackson to have all of that success, right? So, hey, I think it's going to be he, and we'll get to Avery in the finale of the positional preview, obviously. But, yeah, he's going to be needed there as well. Hey, if you can ride him for a while, then you do it, right? So there's that. I may just see in person how in person how Jay Harris and Roddy Fields do. There's, I mean, these are Roddy Fields could definitely be a complimentary back. Joe Jackson, Jay Harris got a little bit of speed to him. Elston, I have not heard. I haven't even heard of him. Honestly, to do a little research last night. Like I said, I'm going to go back down his roster and see what happens. But get acquainted because we're going to be hearing these names all year long, and it's going to be huge. You got to run again. You want to win up front. You want to win up front between offense, defense. You want to win the line of scrimmage. We'll see what happens come next weekend against Nichols. And then, of course, don't want to look ahead too much. The testing is going to probably start against Washington State. in week two. So we'll see. But, yeah, this is not a flashy running back room here. But, again, you're getting guys that, again, Joe Jackson, hard worker. He could have transferred out. But again, once he knew Coach Klein was coming back to Manhattan, it was a wrap. He talked about that in the media day there as well. So that is the running backs for 2026 K-State football. Interesting backs here. We'll see if they can raise their – all of them, really, honestly, can raise their level of play a little bit and give their offense an opportunity to score points and move the ball down the field. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all this case sports you can get where a podcast found free every day. The Watcher Score, case content, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, getting in high gear, baby. We're gonna be coming out with episodes all weekend long. Yes. That's been our line. That's been our line. You know, we don't stop content after Friday. We don't do that and particularly because, yeah, obviously football, but you have other sports that play on the weekends as well, like volleyball. Jason Mansell getting ready to hit the court tonight and Sunday. Colleen Corbin's team back home Sunday for a chance to stay unbeaten, all that stuff, right? So, and then you got cross country meets and all that as well. Men's and women's golf play in the weekday. So there's that. All that said, yeah, you make sure you subscribe to this podcast, especially your big K-State fam, coming at you with coverage there every day, mostly, unless Eddie drops the ball on one of the days, but mostly daily podcast. So definitely, again, we're proud to be a part of the family of K-State podcast, and we're heading into another week full of Kansas State activity. We cannot wait to dive on into it. Hopefully, we're talking about a couple of dubs this weekend, and hopefully next week we're talking about obviously a K-State dub as well, as they finally, all the talking, all the movement, now we're about to play some football. So football next Saturday night, cannot wait, against Nichols at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Alex Staten out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State. This has been another episode right here of the Purple Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas State Alex Cats.